Wayne State University football. It's all about the W. It's time for Winters on Wednesday, the insider's look at Wayne State football. Your host is none other than Warrior head football coach Paul Winters, along with Patriot studio host Rod Beard, as they catch you up on everything Wayne State football. Now, here's Rod Beard with Coach Winters.
The green and gold of Wayne State flies over the field today.
Good evening and welcome to another scintillating, exciting, sensational, spectacular edition of the Winners on Wednesday show. I'm Rod Beard, and as always, I'm flanked by Wayne State football coach Paul Winters. We're here at Tony V's in Midtown Detroit on Cass Ave, just south of I-94. If you're ever in the area, come in, patronize Tony V's. The food is good. The wait staff is good. The beverages are good. Everything is good. It's just a good place to hang out near the Wayne State campus. Tony V's on Cass Ave, just south of I-94. We got a great show planned for you this week as well. We'll be breaking down last week's game. We'll have a segment, a chat with John Robinson, linebackers coach at Wayne State. We'll have our Warrior Women's Spotlight with the women's golf team. And we'll look at this week's game against Davenport. First time that Wayne State's going to play Davenport at Tom Adams Field in the history of that one-game rivalry. But we'll start out with last week's game, and it was back and forth a little bit, 27-13, a loss to Tiffin at home. And, Coach, now we're looking at a four-game losing streak, not the way that anybody expected this season to be going at all.
No, it's obviously it's unacceptable. We never expected to be in this position, but we've had opportunities not to be in this position, and we just haven't taken advantage of them.
And it's weird that the – you look at these games, and none of them are a 49-0 blowout. These are all games where we've been right there. It's just a play or two that goes the opposite way, and it just turns the tide of everything else. And that's what's maybe the hardest piece of this to stomach. It'd be different if it were the number one team in the nation or the best team in the GLIAC, and you're just losing by 20 or 30 points because they're a better team. I don't think in these last four losses that there were four teams that were better than us. There might have just been a couple, but it's situationally. And at the end of the day, it's what matters. It's the score at the end of the game. But if you're taking anything out of this, that is that it's not – you're not getting clobbered in any of these situations.
You know, here's the bottom line on it. We actually not have only been in the games, we've had opportunities to go and win those games. And either we fumbled the football or we didn't kick the ball high enough to kick the field goal in, or we fumbled last week going in. Just the kind of turnovers that break your heart and also, you know, weaken your spirit. So what we're trying to do is just try to become a little bit more positive, become a little bit more more exact in everything we do so that those little mistakes that are killing us end.
And I think that's what I'm trying to get to, is that it feels like for me these are fixable errors. It's a turnover here. It's a missed play there. It's a missed tackle here or there. A gamble that you take on a pass here or there that if done a different way, it impacts that play. It impacts that score. It impacts that game in a different way. And all of those things start to add up. And so people could look at the record and say, hey, this season is lost. I don't think it's lost. I think there's a lot of positives still to come from the remainder of the season. It's just getting on the same page and fixing those errors that I think are just very correctable errors.
Well, you know, we're in a position in our league where we play some of the best teams still, some of the top teams. So can we make an impact on the league? Yeah. Forget about we played three non-league games, and we're 0-2 in the league right now. But if we win all the rest of our games in the league at this point, we could still win the league.
Yeah.
I'm not sure Saginaw is going to go without losing a couple, and Ashland's already lost one, and they still have some good teams left on the schedule. So we kind of feel like we're in control of our own destiny in the league. You know, as far as the playoffs and stuff like that, we're not worried about that. But if we take care of our business this week, then we can look forward to the next week. So let's you know, I don't like, you know how I am. I don't like to talk about way ahead, but let's take care of our business this week, and then let's look positively ahead.
And that starts this week. Kind of turning things around starts this week against Davenport at home. You get the back-to-back home games for the first time this season. And Davenport, another surprising team. And I guess it's a scheduling quirk that the last three opponents that you had have been undefeated going into the game. And when you look at the schedule that you've played, it's a lot of teams playing well at that time that you get them at the right time. And again,
right.
Another undefeated team that in Davenport that – and we'll talk about it in the last segment, but again, it's just the schedule quirks just work out a certain way.
And, you know, that makes a difference. I think you look at that Tiffin team, them being undefeated at the time, that was a little bit of an advantage for them because they had a little bit more confidence.
Sure.
That game, obviously, they didn't do anything in the second half, and we had plenty of opportunities to go win that game in the second half, but I think they maybe had a little bit more confidence than we did, and obviously, again, we made some mistakes.
And looking back at last week, I think the defense will be maligned because of the number of points they gave up. But as you mentioned in that first half, I think it was more the offense not taking advantage of some of the opportunities they had.
Right.
The defense got a stop early in the game, held Tiffin to a field goal, and the offense can't get anything going. And then Tiffin starts to build on that lead with a couple of scores after that. And that's just the tail of the tape and the way that it turns out. I think they were only 4 of 15 or something like that on third down.
Right.
But those 4 conversions on third down were at very key spots in the game where they kept drives going. They were able to do a lot of different things on third down. And that's what we've been preaching all year is you've got to get off the field when you have that opportunity on third, especially third and long.
Right.
You assume that that's just going to happen.
Right. And, again, it goes back to that confidence thing. You've got a team that comes in and makes those plays early that keeps them going. And since we haven't made those key plays throughout the last 3 or 4 games, our guys maybe don't react right or they're a step behind or whatever, that they were not making those plays. So we've just got to find a way to get over the hump there because, again, you put yourself in that position. You got to make those plays.
Do you get the sense that guys are pressing and trying to make too big a play on either side offensively, trying to make a touchdown?
Every play.
Yeah.
Trying to make a touchdown every play.
Yeah.
No question. It's kind of like a baseball player that's trying to hit a home run every time he goes to bat. You start to grip the bat too tight and you overswing, and I see that a lot in us. And I think, you know, from a quarterback standpoint, I think that was a lot of what we saw on Saturday.
Is that just the reads of what he's
– Just trying to make every play perfect, trying to make every play a touchdown. A lot of times you a good play is a 6-7-yard gain. And you know, be happy with that. And no, I'm going to go score a touchdown. It's like, well – you know, this isn't set up for a touchdown. This is set up for a first down.
Right, and if you're trying to throw into a smallish box and make something fit in there is when you start
right.
Turning the ball over a little bit more.
Right.
And maybe even on the defensive side, and the play that I'm referring to is on Tiffin's long touchdown play. It was the safety's coming across and trying to maybe make a play, and I don't know if that's maybe stretching or frustration or any particular thing, but – to that point of confidence, it works the other way, too. If you're trying to make a play and you're trying to make something happen because you feel like you have to do that to help to try to turn this game
right.
around, situationally, you might get out of your fundamentals of what you're trying to do there.
Yeah, that was a tough one because it was right in front of me and the safety's coming over and it looks like he's got the ball tracked pretty well.
Yeah.
And so I would say forget about any games or anything that's happened before. You're in a position to go intercept that ball that you have to get your hands on it
yeah.
and either knock it down or you pick it. But to miss it completely, that's
– yeah, and that's just a do-or-die play that as
right.
as the safety, there is no extra level behind you. If you're going for that ball, you've got to get that ball. If you don't get that ball, then it's going to be what it turned out to be.
Or you better get that receiver.
Yeah,
if you're not going to get the ball, get the receiver.
And exactly. And if you commit to the ball like that, then it puts you into a box that it's very difficult to turn that around. But it was – once you guys got behind it and once we were able to try to chip away at that, you've got to get touchdowns instead of field goals. And I think that was one of the other takeaways too, is those opportunities present themselves. And when you Brandon Tuck Hayden got a very good play, a very good read.
Big
got
play. Through, huge play.
And sack, forced fumble, fumble recovery. That's the trifecta that we called it on the broadcast. If you're able to do all of those things, he did that. He sets us up in a nice position to be able to score, but you've got to be able to get that into the end zone and to get
that
only three.
Change the game.
Yeah.
You know, now it's 17-7 and you're feeling better about yourself. You've got all the momentum. I think we were playing great on special teams the whole game. So you just got to take advantage of that.
And it feels like those are the types of plays that we're just not getting enough of those sudden change interceptions, a pick six or something that really changes the momentum very, very quickly. And that was one that you felt it at Tom Adams Field that, hey, okay, now something's finally going
right.
our way with a big play.
Right.
Now let's convert on it. And we just couldn't get in the end zone. And that was probably the most frustrating thing besides the fumble, besides the other play. But again, these are individual things. You can handle and absorb one, maybe two of them, but when you start adding those things together and you get multiple ones like that, it's very hard to ask a defense to come back out and to hold a team again
right.
and again and again and again, and we did it for the second half.
Well, and that's the thing. The defense played so well in the second half. If the offense could have contributed a little bit in the first half, then the defense feels even better. Maybe comes up with another big turnover and puts them in position. But ultimately, the entire team has to play better.
And what we've talked about with falling behind, are we really structured in a way that it's conducive to coming back like this? Because we're primarily a running team. We don't throw the ball as much. We don't have the big plays that we've maybe had in previous years.
Yeah.
Is that an easy thing to do to get those big plays and to come back?
It's not easy. We have the ability to do it. We have the quarterback, obviously.
Yes.
He's a big, strong kid that can throw it all over the place. But we've kind of been handicapped. We've had DeReese Roberson. We have not had Corey Esther. Getting Corey Esther back this year kind of opens us up a little bit, or this week, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't had Deontay Nicholas, so the experience that Dante McClure is getting is opening us up a little bit. We also have a really good weapon. Preston Pelham's done a good job, but Steve Glenn has stepped up considerably
yep.
as another tight end. So we have the weapons and the skill and the ability to put points on the board and to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you look at that game, we're going to come back and we fumble. You know, we're in position. That becomes a one-score game.
Yeah.
Because we go score that touchdown, we already recovered an onside kick later, you know, after we kicked the field goal. But you just have to take advantage of the opportunities. You know, as you sit there, as you coach, you say, okay, we're going to do this, and it happens. We get the onside kick.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do this, and it doesn't happen. We don't convert on fourth down. So you just got to – you got to string some positive things together.
Yeah, and I guess that's where I'm going with the big plays stuff too, is that you can do it, but you might not get four big plays in a game. It just doesn't work
it's
out
hard,
that way.
Yeah.
It's very, very difficult to do. And the same thing with the turnovers. You're not going to get four or five turnovers in a game normally.
Right.
If you get one or two, you're doing pretty good for yourself. But four isn't going to happen. So you need a lot of things to start going in our favor in order to be able to win games, because – That big 70, 80-yard play isn't going to happen three times. We've got to drive down the field and be very
right.
consistent
you,
in
you
what
you get
we're
those
doing.
Big chunk plays. Like I think James Hill had a big 40-yarder or
yep.
so. Deontay Nicholas or Deontay Moffitt had a big chunk play. We can get some of those chunk plays, and maybe it's a 20-yarder here and then a 10-yarder here, and all of a sudden you've gotten 30 yards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's not like you have to do it every play. And, again, that's what I keep telling our guys. You don't have to do it every play. Just make the play that's there. Make the available play, and you're going to get chunks. You're going to get the positive chunks.
No, and I'm glad you touched on that, because the running game is something that I want to talk about a little bit too. with because I think there's a lot that's there that we just haven't touched on just yet, and a lot of success that's going to be because of the development that we're seeing from some of those guys. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have John Robinson, the linebackers coach, for a quick segment to talk about the defense and some of the success we're having there. We'll be right back after this message on the Winners on Wednesday show.
Thank you.
Hey, Wayne State, are you looking for childcare right here on campus? Rainbow Child Care Center is now open in Midtown. Come visit Rainbow's new Midtown location and see why so many families call Rainbow their home away from home. Located at the corner of Brush and Mac, Rainbow Child Care Center is the perfect place for your little one to grow and develop. Whether you're in the classroom or at work, enjoy the peace of mind that comes with your child being right next door. Visit rainbowccc.com/Detroit or call 800-90-LEARN. That's 800-905-3276. rainbowccc.com/Detroit and learn more.
Warrior fans, join us Saturday, October 6th as your Wayne State Warriors take on the Davenport Panthers. Kickoff is at 6 p.m. at Tom Adams Field. Make sure you get there early to get your gate giveaway.
Wayne State University Athletics. Go Warriors!
Michigan First Credit Union is the exclusive financial institution of Wayne State Athletics. With two branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus, our goal is to make your life easier and to exceed your expectations. Why choose anyone else for your banking needs? Let us show you why we're the best choice. Visit MichiganFirst.com for details. Michigan First Credit Union is proud to support Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
At Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network, we work hard to show our members how much we value them. It's nice to know they feel the same way. We're proud to receive the 2018 J.D. Power Award for having the highest member satisfaction among commercial health plans in Michigan. Every day, our focus is all about serving our members. To learn more, visit bcbsm.com. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Sometimes it's fun to drive, like when your friend gives you the keys to their new car for a test drive. And sometimes it's not fun to drive, like when you're at a concert and want to have a few cocktails but then have to drive home. Whether you're taking a small group of friends out for a night on the town or you're planning a trip for a large group of 50 or more, Trinity Transportation has you covered. They've got a huge fleet of vehicles, including vans, minibuses, and full-size luxury buses. Call them at 877-284-4200 or visit them on the web at trinitytransportation.com. When you want to have fun but don't want to drive, let Trinity Transportation take care of you. And please, don't drink and drive.
Hey, fellas, let's go now. Let's have a great day. Let's have some fun, fellas. Have some fun with it. Warrior Pride on three. 1, 2, 3.
Warrior Pride.
Great job.
Ah.
Warrior Dead. Deep running.
Ready.
I said Warrior Dead. Deep running.
Ready.
Ready. Begin.
W-A-R-R-O-O-S. Warriors.
Welcome back to the Winners on Wednesday show. As we are every week, we're here at Tony V's. Come down and join us if you're in the area, or if it's not even Wednesday, come and sit down and have a nice bite to eat or a beverage at Tony V's on Cass Ave, just south of I-94. We're back with our coaching segment, and we've brought in John Robinson, who's the linebackers coach, but also the special teams coordinator. I left off that intricate detail of the job description. And John, thanks for coming on and joining us, spending some time on your Wednesday evening.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to be here.
What's the hardest part of that special teams part of your job title? It's people just think, hey, kick the ball, tackle the guy, but there's a lot more intricacy that's involved in that.
I think the hardest part is the fact, I talk about it a lot, is that we don't get second down. So when we're out there, we have to execute and we have to have high energy and effort. And everyone, all 11 guys need to be plugged in, dialed in, and sometimes they're, you know, still thinking about other plays in the game and have to kind of refocus because they got that special teams play and get them dialed in on this is one play and this is our shot and we got to go out there and execute and get it done. So just getting everyone honed in on that one play is probably the most challenging part.
And you're kind of picking up guys from all over, from offense, from defense, from – you got specific special teams guys obviously too, but – it's almost like herding cats to figure out where guys are sometimes. I know that's the frustrating thing for coaches when you get a penalty because you only got 10 guys out there or 12 guys, or you're trying to figure out who's going where. But just to personnel is a big piece of that too.
Yeah, knock on wood, we had a penalty. We only had 10 guys in the first punt return or second punt return against Walsh. And like I said, knock on wood, we haven't had any of those issues since then. I don't want to jinx it and watch something happens on Saturday. But I think we've done a good job from a coaching standpoint of using all of our assets to kind of assign guys to make sure that offensive guys go to this guy, defensive guys go to this guy, and then all of a sudden we will converge and get the call and go out there. So, you know, we kind of addressed that after the first game. And like I said, haven't had an issue, but you're right, because there are, you know, all over the place. You got to get them ready and got to get them plugged into the situation.
And that's the deal. It's just and we watch it from the sidelines, too. It's just sort of the guy's coming off. It was third down. The tight end just made a bad play or something. He missed a catch, and then he's commiserating over with his guys. And, oh, we got to get out here and punt the ball. And I sort of think about it from a video game standpoint, because it's you think about offense, you think about defense. You don't think about special teams. What makes a good special teams player?
I think a guy that's willing to go out there and just lay it on the line, even though his role may not be the biggest on the team, he kind of really soaks up that he's a special teams guy. For example, Samson Tye, he's a linebacker for us, but he's starting on all four special teams.
Yep.
And he knows that that's kind of his role on the team, and he goes out there with tremendous pride, and he wants to go out there and do well for his football team, this university. And he realizes that those are impact plays. And, you know, during film study throughout the week, I show those guys all the time that there are special teams plays that go on in the conference that impact those the games, you know, and how tremendous those are. And they'll see special teams plays on TV when they get home or in the morning in the hotel and see those special teams plays and how they impact. And even in the NFL, when Coach showed, you know, Green Bay blocking a punt for a touchdown, you know, those are big plays, and those guys see all those plays, and they're like, okay, it's that important. We gotta go.
And it's just a role guy. It's almost a proving ground for getting on offense or getting on defense, that if you have that focus and that ability, you show that you can handle those special teams duties, then you might be able to handle something bigger along the way.
There's no question. I mean, there's guys like Nick Eisley, who's a redshirt. The other, to your point, is redshirt freshmen that got redshirted last year that now they get to get a taste on the field, and their taste of getting on the field may be special teams for the first time. So a guy like Nick Eisley, you know, he started the first couple games at our first game at Walsh on a couple different units. He got to excel. There's other guys that may not be on the travel squad that are pushing in practice to just crack a special team. I got guys coming in all the time saying, Coach, can I get on kickoff? Can I get on kickoff? Because that's kind of the culture that we've created, and they want to get on the field. So,
no, and it takes a special the people who really excel on special teams, it's a different guy who does that, because you're running down the field full speed and just trying to chase a guy, or you're getting blocked on kick return or kickoff coverage. You're running full speed, and somebody's just waiting to hit you. It's a special.
How much more endurance on the court would Tom have if his sleep problems were addressed by a specialist? How much faster could Darnell get back to scoring touchdowns if he had a sports medicine expert treating his concussion? How much more would Priya enjoy running if she found out her shortness of breath was due to an easily treated respiratory condition? Whatever kind of athlete you are, at Henry Ford, we treat all of you. From injury prevention to leading-edge treatment, no one sees the whole athlete like we do. Henry Ford Sports Medicine is the only team in Michigan where every member is part of a unified group. Our sports specialists work together to get every muscle, bone, tendon, organ, nerve, and blood vessel of your body working so you can reach all of your goals. Get back in the game ASAP. Make an appointment today at henryford.com/sports. Henry Ford Health System, all for you.
For more than a decade, the Detroit Sports Commission has attracted regional, national, and international sporting events to Metro Detroit. What does this mean for our region? Hundreds and thousands of visitors and millions of dollars being pumped into our local economy over the past 10 years. From the Final Four to the Super Bowl, Detroit is where champions are made and championships are played. Find out how you can get involved at DetroitSports.org and be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Student loan, car loan, credit card, whatever your financial needs are, Michigan First Credit Union is here to help. As the official financial institution of Wayne State Athletics, we have two branches and 11 ATMs on or near campus. Stop in or visit MichiganFirst.com for locations and details about how we can save you more money. Michigan First Credit Union is a proud supporter of Wayne State Athletics. Go Warriors!
Delta Dental of Michigan and Wayne State University are building brighter futures, healthier communities where families have access to care, smarter communities where dreams transform into reality, more vibrant communities where pride in where you live runs deep, because a good community feels like home, with friendly faces, sights, and sounds that foster a happiness you can't help but share. After all, a bright smile starts with a solid foundation. Learn more at DeltaDentalMI.com.
Hey, Wayne State, are you looking for childcare right here on campus? Rainbow Child Care Center is now open in Midtown. Come visit Rainbow's new Midtown location and see why so many families call Rainbow their home away from home. Located at the corner of Brush and Mac, Rainbow Child Care Center is the perfect place for your little one to grow and develop. Whether you're in the classroom or at work, enjoy the peace of mind that comes with your child being right next door. Visit rainbowccc.com/Detroit or call 800-90-LEARN. That's 800-905-3276. rainbowccc.com/Detroit and learn more.
Whether you keep it on a spreadsheet, a memo on your phone, or a sticky note on your desk, you've probably got a lot on your to-do list. That's why Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are here to help. No matter what size your business, we'll help you find more ways to stretch your budget, protect your employees, and streamline your healthcare benefits. Also, you can check off more lines on your list and get on with living. To see all the ways Blue Cross can help you, visit timeformore.com.
Warrior fans, join us Saturday, October 6th, as your Wayne State Warriors take on the Davenport Panthers. Kickoff is at 6 p.m. at Tom Adams Field. Make sure you get there early to get your gate giveaway.
Wayne State University Athletics. Go Warriors!
Welcome back to the Winners on Wednesday show. Rod Beard along with Coach Paul Winters. Just talking some general Wayne State football stuff. And one of the things that I liked, despite the loss last week, one of the things that I liked was the way that the running game was still pounding. The offensive line was still moving forward. And I think that's something that is going to be built on in weeks to come, that there's stuff there. The big plays are going to happen. But the chunk plays are something that is something that you can look at and say we're going to build on that, and that's a positive to take away from last week.
I think a lot of people will load up the box and put extra defenders in there to stop us from running the football, and we've still had success doing it. But that can only help us as a team, you know, in the long run, because now we'll be able to throw it a little bit better because they have less defenders defending the pass. So.
Right, and when you talk about, when you expand that out and you talk about a quarterback who's young and is just gathering some experience, having a box full of defenders is absolutely awesome, because then you get single coverage on the outside, and it's easier for him to work with. Those safeties are already down. You can open up the game a little bit more too, but it's a push and pull that you have to do on that offensive side. But the line, as you mentioned before, the line is surging forward. They're still looking good. It's just – when it all comes together, it's going to look really good. It's just not quite
it's
at that point yet.
It's frustrating.